Still lots of watching and waiting about what is going on in the United States. Will former President Donald Trump be arrested? He said he's going to be, that he expects to be. So what is going on with that whole situation down there? Well, we'll find out right now. Reggie Cicchini joins us now, our global Washington correspondent. Good morning, Reggie.
Good morning.
Okay, what is going on where you are?
So I'm standing right outside of the courthouse where the grand jury is expected to convene possibly this hour, and this could be the hour that this panel begins its vote on whether or not to indict former U.S. President Donald Trump. There is a lot of security. There are a lot of police. In fact, the entire New York Police Department has been told to be in uniform during this ordeal should something take place on the streets. There are some protesters. There are some counter-protesters. But it hasn't been as kind of violent that some people thought it might have been following that call from Donald Trump.
Yeah, what is the security like then there? A lot of barricades up? What have they done in anticipation of this?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, this is a sprawling legal complex. There are a number of courthouses. A significant number of them are behind metal barriers. There are metal barriers kind of running up and down the street, also protecting the media from some traffic. But I can also point out that there are barriers that are surrounding Trump Tower up in Midtown Manhattan, and back in D.C., the U.S. Capitol also has found itself back behind security fencing. And this all stems from those comments from Trump that he made on his social media account over the weekend for his supporters, his base, to quote unquote, take back the nation and get out in protest. And we've been in a situation before, Simi, where Donald Trump's words have carried consequences. And so police and local officials in cities here, Washington, and down in West Palm Beach are taking all precautions necessary.
Okay, so what do we actually know about the proceedings and what is going on with them right now, Reggie?
So when it comes to the proceedings, we fully believe that they have wrapped up. Unless there is a surprise witness to be called, there is a real chance that voting could take place today because this grand jury only sits on Mondays and Wednesdays. And on Monday, we believe the final witness was called, and that was somebody who was testifying in defense of Donald Trump, since Trump himself had declined to testify. If no other witnesses are called, this realistically could go towards a vote. And if the indictment is handed down, number one, it would be historic. No former president has ever been indicted on charges before, but it would also become a domino effect of where information would have to be transmitted to Trump's team in Mar-a-Lago. That would result in Trump having to figure out how to get to New York to be arraigned before a judge. And then that would start the process again of Trump having to be fingerprinted and get his mugshot taken. But ultimately, from what we understand from legal experts, if an indictment is signed today, it would go to Trump's team, and then it would be up to Trump if he wants to release it publicly.
Right. Has there been any indication then from his lawyers about what they know or how this might go?
No, his legal team has been quiet, and partly, in fact, that Trump is now facing additional kind of legal problems linked to the situation in Mar-a-Lago with classified documents, with new reporting from that overnight. And that kind of is taking some of the oxygen from the proceedings here in New York. But ultimately, his legal team hasn't come out and said much. We should point out that members of the Republican Party have been fairly vocal over the last few days, calling this kind of hearing politically motivated, calling it a witch hunt, saying that again, that it goes against what the usual norms are in this country. So we're hearing from the politicians. We are not hearing from the lawyers.
Okay. And again, though, we should remind people, Reggie, how long has this grand jury proceeding been going on? I mean, doesn't this all have to do with his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen?
This has to do with a hush money payment that was made to alleged or to cover up an alleged affair with Stormy Daniels. And this grand jury has been meeting for weeks and weeks and weeks now. And they heard multiple times from Michael Cohen, Trump's former fixer and attorney, who was the star witness for the prosecution, who was the one who said Donald Trump knew about these payments. Donald Trump ultimately signed off on them and cooked the books, essentially, to make this look like a business expense and not some form of hush money payment. And remember, Michael Cohen served jail time for campaign finance violations in relation to these payments. So while this is not something at the federal level, this is at the state level. It has been going on for weeks. And if this grand jury is meeting today, it could signal that it is coming to a rapid close, which will then begin the legal proceedings again if an indictment comes down.
Okay, right. But from the sense that you get there, where you are, it feels like everything is ready? Like there have been lots of obviously security plans that have gone into this?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, legal experts have also said that if the district attorney, Alvin Briggs, did not think that this was going to go very far when it went to a vote, if he thought that the jury might vote against this, that there was a real chance that he was going to stall or pause the proceedings, and he never did that. So there is a likelihood here that this is approaching a close here. And this is a 23-person grand jury. Only 12 on that panel need to vote in favor of an indictment for it to happen. So if it does, that is where the concern is going to start, that if Trump decides to make it public, an indictment comes down, that's where we could start to see protest in the street, which is why we are seeing so many uniformed officers on patrol in and around this complex.
All right, Reggie, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.